that works really well when the weather cooperates. And what you want is you want fairly dry conditions. And dry conditions also means that you tend to not have very many clouds in the sky. And so what happens is you get very cold temperatures at night because the heat can just basically be dissipated out into outer space. And so when you get these big temperature swings between day and night, because of that, that's where most of the anthocyanins are produced. So when you get these temperature swings and fairly dry weather. Now we've had quite a bit of rain this year, so that kind of works against it. And also we haven't had really good temperature swings between day and night. We haven't had a lot of bright sunny days where heat warms up quite a bit in the daytime and then cools down a lot at night. So those temperature swings is really what drives all of this.